You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, all right. You know, we're waiting for Adriana to call back. That's what he gets for going out and going to work in... Yeah, I know. That's what you get. Tell him that's what he gets for being in Colorado at the wrong time. He's using a word that can't be done. So listen, I know that there's an association you guys are with. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Em? Because I know you helped him.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I'll finish Adriano's thoughts. Adriano would like to thank wholeheartedly the Builders Association of Puerto Rico. He'd like to thank the governor of Puerto Rico, who will be at the BizNow event on March 21st. The governor is also coming with a head of development, who he'd like to thank, Manuel Laboy, and he also really wants to thank Jose Izquierdo, who's the director of tourism. All the big guns are going to get biz now, and he wants to thank the Builders Association again. He'd also like to thank Jay Smith and Cocoa Beach, who are sponsoring the event.
Now, let me ask you, we talked about the date. Where is it and what time?
It's an early show. It's a 7:30 a.m. at the JW Marriott in downtown. You've got to get your tickets soon because tickets will sell out fast. So it's on March 21st. 7:30 a.m.
Yeah, you know, actually, I like that time because you can get in and out of Brickell early. You know, if it was at 10, I don't know that people would be too thrilled. But at 7:30 in the morning, you might even be able to find street parking. You're probably there earlier than the construction guys.
Well, better than that. Jay's bringing us some croissants and coffees, and so you can come to the forum, and you're going to have a nice breakfast and be able to listen to some of the top movers and shakers in both Puerto Rico and the United States to talk about the opportunities.
Yeah, I know. I have friends that a couple of months ago were talking to me about Puerto Rico and doing opportunities, and they go, Jim, do you have any lenders for that? I go, not really, but I think it's because people don't understand them. So my good friend Don's listening. I know he kills it in Puerto Rico. So I know people are making money and doing business. Jay, how are they making that happen?
Well, I think, first off, how you do business, much to your comment about your friend Don, is there is traditional financing vehicles that's similar, very similar to what we have in the United States. So that's just a new exclamation point behind the opportunity to do real estate business in Puerto Rico. I think, secondly, access in and out is unbelievable, and we have great opportunities on land positions, but also finished product. Whether you want single-family homes or condominiums, they are available. You're in a government if you're a retiree, if you're a pre-retiree, you're living in a marketplace where you still have these 50-cent-on-the-dollar type bargains, but you have Medicare, Medicaid, all your federal support agencies are still local. You have Walgreens. Every staple to your life today exists in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico is part of America, I think, is what you're saying. And, you know, really what we need to do is create a junket for some of our private lenders to come down there so they can see the opportunities, too. And then the answer will be yes. We can do loans in Puerto Rico, but right now we're limited to Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, and Monroe because people, our guys, like to get there in their car. Although my partner has a plane. Now, listen, tell me a little bit about this, Adam. What prompted you to put this, because you were working with Adriano to put this together. What prompted you to put this together with Adriano?
Pretty simple. The time is now, and I'm always asked, you know, has Puerto Rico hit the bottom? And there's no question about it. Puerto Rico is ripe and ready and open for business. The governor, in fact's key message is open for business. So the time is for people to come to learn and explore. There's already 300 to 400 high net worth individuals that have been coming and moving to Puerto Rico over the last couple of years. There's 1,000 to date under Law 20 and 21. Some amazing tax incentives. We're talking 1,000 high net worth hedge fund managers, private equity, and other security dealers are moving and living in Puerto Rico. The time is now.
Wow, the people in Miami are just loving hearing you say that. But it sounds to me like a person that's comfortable in Miami might be comfortable in Puerto Rico, but when they come and I was almost going to say a dirty word, and are all angry at me because I can't find them a good place to go and a good thing to invest in, it sounds to me like I should be telling them to call you. Jay, see, so I got John as my brother. I'm Jim, so Jay, you know, it's tough for me to get
I'm
to
Jay. I'm a brother.
Jay.
I'm your brother.
You are. Well, you got the same kind of hairline as I do.
Yes, sir.
You're the man. So listen, Jay, we're going to give you the final word on this stuff. help me close people on why they should go do business in Puerto Rico, and then we're going to give Adam the last word to pitch the event one more time.
This is a pro business government. It always has been, but it is really pushing now, changing policies now. A very streamlined permitting process. If you're building a home, a very streamlined permitting.
You're talking dirty to me.
It's just too good to be true, but it is true. It's the United States in the courtroom. There's an American flag. This is not Honduras, Panama, Nicaragua, Costa Rica. Those places that expats go now, Puerto Rico is the new southern retirement location.
It sounds absolutely great. Adam, tell me just one quick thing about the event, because we're going to have to go, and I want to make sure you get the last word, and I'm making sure I talk a lot because I want people to get their pen.
I want to say, don't take it from us. Come listen to Neil Freeman, Carlos Rosso, some of the other top names of Miami who are looking very seriously at Puerto Rico. Come to BizNow's first Latin American and Caribbean Forum on Tuesday, March 21st at 7:30 a.m. And Jay's going to invite us for some croissants.
Go, Jay.
I'm going to do that. I'll tell you also, if you're a golf person, on March 24th, the PGA's only tour event played in the Caribbean is played in Puerto Rico at a resort I represent called Cocoa Beach Resort. You can catch it on the Golf Channel. Some great young talent, excellent golf, beautiful background, and you'll see some backsides that tell you what Puerto Rico's all about.
Wow, well, you know, I'm really excited.
Is that an invitation for everyone to come on down?
There are tickets available.
Yeah, he's got croissants and orange juice for you there, but I know who I'm calling when I'm planning my next trip. My next trip definitely going to be to Puerto Rico. We had an absolute blast when we were there, and like you said, it's America. One last thing I want to mention, Roberto Clemente. Okay, you drive by the statue. I got goosebumps just talking about it.
The best.
We're,
you know,
the Marlins are a sponsor. We're talking WBC. So I want to thank the folks at BizNow. The BizNow event is
March 21st, 7:30 a.m. JW Marriott downtown.
Be there, aloha, like we used to say in the fraternity.
Nos vemos a todos los boricuas.
Mucho gracias.
Vamos pa'lante.
Oh yeah, you're the man.